Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to adopt policy on immigration enforcement in county spaces. Cal Fire, San Luis Obispo, holding Celebration of Life on Wendy Watkins. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the finding of its ad hoc immigration task force in its meeting on Tuesday. The task force was formed following the January 27th Board of Supervisors meeting that garnered significant public attention and scrutiny on the role of the Sheriff's Office and County Jail with Immigration Customs Enforcement. In the presentation on Tuesday, county staff stated that federal officers do not have the authority to commandeer county spaces. However, being present or making an arrest is not considered commandeering. The county also said they currently have the authority to regulate the time, place, and manner in which the public can access these non-public spaces, such as jail lobbies, in a politically neutral way. The task force met with various county agencies regarding immigration enforcement activity as well. The sheriff's office agreed to post frequently asked questions, quarterly reports, and updates on ICE jail access. Public commenters thanked the Board of Supervisors for taking action and pushing for greater transparency, but said there should still be more done. Here's Supervisor Bruce Gibson.
Indeed, always been my expectation that this Board of Supervisors would take the strongest action, make the strongest statement we possibly can to push back against what we see happening in immigration enforcement that's being pushed down from the federal government. ICE is still here. ICE is still in our community, despite the distractions of a war in Iran, a shutdown of the parts of the federal government, the classic attempt to divert our attention. But ICE is still conducting immigration enforcement as a campaign of intimidation.
The board voted 3-2 to adopt a policy that would prohibit federal commandeering of county property and prohibit access to non-public county facilities without a judicial warrant. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo holding celebration of life for Wendy Watkins. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo announced they'll be holding a celebration of life for CAL firefighter Wendy Watkins, a resident of Paso Robles. Wendy passed away in her Paso Robles home on March 19, 2026, after a long battle with job-related cancer. CAL FIRE says her passing is a profound loss to the San Luis Obispo unit, CAL FIRE, and to all who had the privilege of knowing and serving alongside her. The celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 18th at 1 p.m. at Santa Margarita Ranch. The celebration is open to the public and first responders at the family's request. PG&E customers could see a credit to their energy bills this April. PG&E says millions of residential and eligible small business customers will see a climate credit automatically applied to their bills. Residential households with an active natural gas account will receive a credit of $46.26, and small business customers that are eligible will receive an electric credit of $36.18. PG&E says in March, the California Public Utilities Commission voted to pause the residential electric credit later this year to coincide with high usage months, targeting August and September for electric customers and February for natural gas customers. Since 2014, PG&E households have received nearly $1,200 in total in California climate credits on their energy bills. Amtrak announced the launch of a new daily Pacific Surfline round trip between Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo, expanding travel and commuter options for riders along California's Central Coast. The service expansion will begin May 4th. 6 daily trips to Goleta and 3 daily trips to San Luis Obispo will improve weekday commuter flexibility and regional connectivity between Los Angeles, Ventura County, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo. The Pacific Surfliner service operates along a 351-mile coastal corridor connecting San Diego, Orange, Los Angeles, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Pirates 8-2, the Blue Jays over the Dodgers 4-3, the Giants shut out the Phillies 5-0, Athletics beat the Yankees 3-2, the Braves over the Angels 8-2. Tonight, the Padres will face the Rockies, the Athletics will go against the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Thunder beat the Clippers 128-110. Tonight, Lakers will face the Warriors. In California news, the attorney for a man shot by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement spoke on several accusations yesterday. 36-year-old Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez attempted to flee ICE officers during a traffic stop in his vehicle and was subsequently shot. DHS alleges Hernandez is a suspected gang member wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection to a murder. His attorney says that no court records show he belongs to a gang and that he did not attempt to run over the ICE agents during his escape. The California Supreme Court has ordered Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco to halt the investigation related to ballots in Riverside County. Judges are reviewing the legal challenges against it. A suspect has been arrested in connection to the fire at a 1.2 million square foot warehouse in California. The warehouse stores tissue paper, serving roughly 50 million people, authorities say. 29-year-old Chamel Abdul-Karim was arrested and charged with multiple arson-related charges, currently held without bail in a San Bernardino County facility. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. China is working to reduce its hog herd due to an oversupply of pork, a move that is impacting U.S. corn exports. Crossroads Co-op Regional Manager Brian Irie explains what may be driving the shift.
We could talk for another hour about demand in China in terms of the hog herd, in terms of their general population sliding as far as it has. I look back to COVID and the massive amount of human casualties that they had in China from COVID. I still believe that number is understated by far. I mean, they have just literally fallen off of the map here the last couple of years in terms of corn exports. And that's directly related to the number of hogs that they have and directly related to their population dropping because they just don't have the demand from their population for pork that they once had.
Irie states that the drop in population has also played into China not importing more U.S. corn. And since we're on the topic of pork, USDA reports that February pork exports totaled 574.24 million pounds, a 2.7% decline from January, but the fourth largest January volume on record. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer.
When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Lenskos LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charlet, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit LenskosLTRanch.com. And remember, bid live at DV Auction or LiveAg.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
right.
The Slow Beaver Brigade invites eager beavers of all ages to the 4th Annual Central Coast Beaver Festival, Saturday, April 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mission Plaza in San Luis. Vendors, food, music, children's activities, and more. Come learn why you want beavers as a neighbor and how to prevent flooding from beaver dams. The 4th Annual Central Coast Beaver Festival, Saturday, April 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Slow Mission Plaza. Admission is free.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Soaring demand for pistachios from chocolatiers, bakeries, and other food manufacturers is providing a timely boost to California's world-leading pistachio sector. Industry experts said the success of Dubai chocolate, a viral sensation invented by a United Arab Emirates dessert company, has proven even more than a fad. Every chocolatier is using pistachio paste and has a green chocolate bar, said Ali Amin, owner of Los Angeles-based Primex International Trading, which markets pistachios to countries around the world. Amin said the culinary trend has gone beyond chocolate, with pistachio paste seeing new or increased use as an ingredient in all kinds of food products. Zachary Fraser, president and CEO of the American Pistachio Growers, said he expects demand for pistachios will remain strong and bring increased returns to growers even more as acres come into production in California. "We are riding the Dubai chocolate craze, fueling it, and building a movement," Fraser said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with fog overnight with low 50s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, showers overnight. Partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, mid-70s on Wednesday, 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. The Nasdaq turned higher in early trading as investors monitor developments in the Iran conflict. The PCE price index inflation reading increased 2.8% for the year ending in February. Excluding food and energy, core PCE rose 3%. That's an improvement from January. The fourth quarter GDP, the overall report on economic growth, came in with a 0.5% increase, weaker than first reported, though that quarter was impacted by the government shutdown. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says artificial intelligence services at its cloud computing unit are generating annual revenue of more than $15 billion. Amazon shares are up 1.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Thursday edition on The Right Choice.
It's a beautiful morning.
Okay, timely sound off this afternoon. Karen has got some other plans, but Eric will be in, and he'll be discussing the issues at the Templeton Advisory Group with Murray Powell. So enjoy that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And, of course, you can text at 75 as well. All righty, Bruce Gibson talking about ICE and so forth here in this county, and one of the groups because I don't recall what intimidating factors that ICE use here in this county, and also some of the groups that are involved with this, including the Slow Frog Brigade. Yeah. Unjust and inhumane abductions of community members by ICE. If they're not legal citizens of a country, how are they community members? Okay. And according to activists who regularly monitor the jail, I'm assuming they are retired, the number of transfers and so forth could increase this year. Always the negative. Maybe it could go down. Or if people are not here illegally, we wouldn't have the issue. Which, by the way, I tried to find some numbers, and I couldn't come across them. Because according to this, and it's hard to believe, because the government likes to keep statistics on everything. So I checked with my buddy Al and tried to find out. There is no definitive real-time national database that tracks the exact number of Americans killed by undocumented immigrants, making a precise total number unavailable. Now, if that indeed is true, why wouldn't we have a number like that? Because, as I mentioned, we have numbers on everything that the government uses on both parties, but in particular one, on how certain groups are minimized because they throw numbers out at us. But this is, there have been claims that as many as 4,000, but that has been disputed or unsubstantiated, and according to this, lacks evidence. Okay. Now, again, on this OWL site, the numbers of the illegals in this country differ dramatically, anywhere from 11 million to 24 million. That's quite the difference. But they have numbers. At least they have numbers for that, but they don't have the one that is claiming the lives of Americans. For some reason, I am not necessarily buying that. All right. Again, whatever may be on your minds, change the subject. Also, the school bond issues. This isn't just here in California. It's around the country. And it's around the country that school bonds are often overused through the issuance of high-interest, long-term debt like capital appreciation bonds, or CABs, you may hear. And that can cost taxpayers up to 20 times the principal amount. Now, districts sometimes use these to fund short-term items like technology or to bypass immediate tax increases, loading debt onto future generations. But here is a question when I started doing some looking into this today on school bonds. And school bonds, and they're often general obligation bonds, typically fund capital improvements like new construction, renovations, technology, upgrades, and safety enhancements directly impacting communities by improving educational environments, boosting property values, and providing shared amenities. They require voter approval, creating a long-term property tax increase to pay for the improvements. Okay, most of us are aware of that. But one of the things that has been or isn't pointed out on all these nice little new amenities for the school districts, and again, this is around the country, but let's just focus here in California. There has been no shown marked improvement in the results of these amenities, the new amenities. Now, technology is certainly needed and upkeep is needed as well. I don't think anybody would deny that. But at the end of the day, what are the results? What are the results? Because what is the job? Just educate kids, graduate them. We talked about education yesterday. Which, by the way, Chris, I had kind of a funny story.
What's the funny story?
Because my wife was listening, and she said she had a, I forget what the class was. Well, she was at Hartnell, and there was this guy in the class who apparently thought he was the smartest thing in the world. And my wife admitted that she would cram last minute. It started with, you know, class participation and talking and stuff like that. And my wife didn't like to do that. And she, again, a lot of times she would cram the day before a test. And she would always get a better grade than this guy who thought he was the smartest one in the class. And he'd get pretty ticked off and say, how can you do that?
I hate to admit it, but in a way, I used to be that kid as well with a massive ego about having good grades.
You didn't rub it in, did you?
No. I never wanted to like rub it into anybody, but I still had an ego about it. I mean, I remember there was one time where a kid got a better grade than me in one test, and he made sure to go around telling everybody in the classroom and made sure to like say it to my face as well. And then I told the teacher, I said, hey, can you get Tristan to knock it off? It's kind of annoying. And then he went around telling everybody, oh, Chris told on me because I got a higher score than him.
Okay, now this is this the case because you were always getting the best grade?
Not always, but I usually did.
Okay, so, and he wasn't, this was maybe the first time for him?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so he kind of wanted to rub it in your nose a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He really did want to rub it in my nose, and I told him that it was annoying and that, you know, if he doesn't, I mean, I didn't threaten him or anything, but I just wanted it to stop. It's like, okay, congratulations, you got a better score than me on one test.
Did it tick you off?
The fact that he did? No. The fact that he kept rubbing it in? Yes. Again, because he had to go around and tell everybody.
Okay, well, he was proud. But the arrogance is okay from the standpoint, you know, again, you don't rub it in and, you know, brag, brag, brag. But the fact that you want to be there, you know, among the top, that's, I like that. I think it carries over well to just wanting to be, you know, among the best at anything that you do. And if you fall short, well, okay, I'm going to make sure next time I don't. So that's fine. I can assure you I never had that issue with grades. I just kind of accepted, except in a couple classes.
Okay. Going back to it as well, what we talked about yesterday with how test scores may not necessarily reflect like learning or intelligence, that isn't a position I held back in school because other kids would use that on me to imply that I'm not actually, that I wasn't actually that smart or that I was dumb. But I've kind of like flipped on that.
Well, how so flipped?
I flipped on it in that, like, I agree with them, just not for the same reasons. Because, like I said, they would simply say that as a way to cope for their bad grades and as a way to imply, well, you're not actually that smart. You just get good test scores. And, I mean, my position now is, yeah, I don't think test scores are necessarily a way to completely indicate whether or not somebody has learned something. That being said, I was smart. Get over yourself.
Okay. Well, you got into the advanced classes, so that's an indication. But there are many people out there, and sometimes they say jokingly about people who are educated. You know, they've got, you know, a degree or two.
Right.
Does that mean they're smart?
I guess it just depends on how you define it. But no, I see your point. Being educated and being smart are very different things.
Do you think common sense when it comes to, you know, many things is there a correlation between common sense and so-called being smart?
Well, that reminds me of something my sister once told me as a way to also kind of diminish my accomplishments by saying, you're book smart, Chris, you're not street smart. So what you like refer to as common sense is probably what she would call street smart. And admittedly, I guess I wasn't.
Okay, no, that makes a lot of sense because there are a lot of extremely successful people who didn't get a, you know, in today's terms, a heavy dose of formal extra education. And many of them just barely made it out of high school. But they had the sense and the street smarts to be able to, you know, whatever their endeavor was, to be very, very successful by having some instincts, desire, drive, and so forth. And indeed, they were, you know, you would say that they're pretty smart people, but they don't have a plethora of degrees. You know, there are some people that, and I can almost, well, I can't guarantee it, but you see people in their 40s and 50s still wearing their college or high school ring. I just, you know what I mean?
I mean, if I had a Gaucho t-shirt, I'd wear it into my 40s or 50s if it still fit. It's a nice little reminder.
Well, it's one thing to do that. When you say a Gaucho t-shirt, what's that?
Gaucho was the mascot at UCSB.
Okay, but that's because your connection with the school, you're proud of your school, et cetera, et cetera. I get that. But, about the rings and I don't know. Anyway, I have a couple of East Tennessee State shirts and sweatshirts, so yeah, no, I'm there. But here's something you may not be surprised. I never had a letterman's jacket. I didn't like them. I just kept the letters and put them, I don't know, my mom probably threw them out or something like that. But anyway, okay, let's see here on the text. Kevin, just listened to the first hour of Gia yesterday. You are correct. Less is absolutely more. Seemed like all she did was plead her case and not let Karen get a word in edgewise. Sometimes you just need to shut up and let the truth come out. Well, sometimes when people talk too much, you start to make judgments about them.
Isn't it also advised to people who are currently involved in some sort of court case or litigation to not talk about it outside the court?
Generally, but she is representing herself.
That is true.
So she didn't have the advice, at least as far as we know, of an attorney to say, zip it. Just let things go where they're going to go. Now, I understand her wanting to defend herself publicly because she's running for an office. However, your point is well taken that, you know, you really need to minimize it and hush, hush, hush sometimes. Now, we've had some people over the years call in here that were in court cases, and I have been mystified that they're calling in and giving out information and making statements. Their attorneys must have gone crazy over that. Hi, good morning.
I should add on a comment on the intelligence issue.
Yes.
There are different intelligence and wisdom.
Okay.
Some people say wisdom is the ability to apply your intelligence to life, what you've learned.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's simply possessing a degree or passing a test. It does indicate a person has the ability to study for and check out for boxes and get that piece of paper or pass it.
Well, as we mentioned, it depends on the type of test.
Correct.
You know, memorizing what year Columbus discovered America, and let's just suppose you had 20 questions, similar questions, and you got them all right, does that make you smart? Well, it means you were able to memorize those numbers, and you're probably going to forget them in a year.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that.
I mean, there's what thinking is involved in that? What critical thinking is involved in that?
And there have been instructors that have moved past those tests a little bit, or tried to, but...
Did you do okay in school?
Okay.
Now, when you look back, was it because you lacked interest in certain subjects, or you were just, you know, okay, I'm going to school, no big deal. You didn't necessarily care about getting straight A's?
Probably a little. I mean, interest in certain subjects is a fix us because we don't apply ourselves to those areas that much. Back in the, maybe what, about the 9th or 10th grade, I think, in high school English, I need to learn this stuff so I don't have to fight it anymore.
Well, also, people have different aptitudes for certain subjects. Would you agree?
Yes. Math is one of them. Maybe history, too.
I'm biased because history just came natural to me. I barely had to crack a book. I just, because I read a lot. But, you know, math and the sciences, I think most people in general are a little bit intimidated by.
Correct. I mean, we can love, we can get up to the pre-calculus labor, some of us, and then we switch to the calculus thing, and that's a little different. Well, and we don't go past that.
I couldn't wait till I was only, I forget exactly the terminology I'm looking for, but I couldn't wait till I didn't have to take math anymore.
A lot of people, but
you don't
need a lot of math in life. If you have good math up to like the 8th grade level and a good solid, you could probably get by in life, or used to.
Well, I look back and I wish I had more interest in it because I know how important the numbers are. But I just didn't.
Those age, those calculators.
Yeah. Well, calculators were just coming in, and I don't remember if they were allowed or not. I'd probably say they were not. I mean, we had a couple of kids that would walk around, and remember those big size pocket calculators they'd wear on their belts?
Yeah, I mean, and they kind of were labeled differently, those students.
Some of them. They were, what was it, the Brainiacs or maybe even, I don't know if the term nerds were used, but it may have been Brainiacs or something like that. But yeah, we had a couple of them like that. And, you know, again, they were excellent students. But I don't know whatever happened.
They were smarter than anyone else, but they're applying themselves different in certain areas. Maybe paying attention and stuff and not.
Yeah, they were no nonsense kids who came to school to study. And, you know, like a lot of things in school, they hung around together.
I should share this story again. There was a guy a long time ago, he hung out with some other students that did not like high school, and they heard about this test. If you take it and pass it, you can not do high school anymore, like a GED. So we went along with him and signed up, and he's the only one that passed it. Now what does he do? He didn't have a problem with high school, but he talked with his parents and signed up for the Navy for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little late going to college, but afterwards he had the GI Bill to pay for his college help out.
All right. Well, served his country.
It worked out for him, and his girlfriend at the time liked it too much because they eventually got married and had a GI loan eventually for a house when he wanted to do another.
All right. Well, okay, sir, we're out of time. But
you got another call coming in next hour.
Well, we're at the end of the segment, but thank you for your call. Going to exit right here.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the findings of its ad hoc immigration task force in its Tuesday meeting. The county said they currently have the authority to regulate the time, place, and manner in which non-public spaces can be used in a politically neutral way. The board voted 3-2 to adopt a policy that would prohibit federal commandeering of county property and prohibit access to non-public county facilities without a judicial warrant. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has announced they'll be holding a celebration of life for Cal Fire firefighter Wendy Watkins, a resident of Paso Robles. Wendy passed away in her Paso Robles home on March 19, 2026, after a long battle with job-related cancer. Her celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 18th at 1 p.m. at Santa Margarita Ranch and is open to the public. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump puts Iran on notice. U.S. military forces with additional ammo will remain in place for the legal destruction of the enemy until Iran fully complies with the real ceasefire agreement. Iran threatens to leave the talks with Vice President Vance in Pakistan this weekend after Israel struck Iran-backed Hezbollah fighters in Israel, in Lebanon, killing some 200. But Lebanon is not in the deal. White House Economic Council Director Kevin Hanna. It tells Fox.
Hopefully there'll be cooler heads and sounder minds at the Iranian side, and they will come to a final agreement this weekend.
Oil prices rising, but still under $100 a barrel. Royal Bahamian police arrest the husband of a Michigan woman who he reported was swept away from their dinghy last weekend. Her daughter suspects foul play. No charges yet. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, clouds and sunshine. Highs in the mid-70s. Clouds this evening, then foggy. And watch it on the roads. Overnight lows in the low 50s. Areas of fog early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Only about a 25% for you Friday. Highs will be in the mid-60s. And as we head out to Saturday, watch out, maybe some rain later in the day, about an 80% chance, low 60s. Could get some AM showers Sunday, low 60s, and some clouds and sunshine, mid-60s Monday, 70 Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, and next Thursday, mid-70s. Today's UV index, 8. Up and down, 6:39 a.m., 7:31 p.m., and we're at 53. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, Hutch Heating and Air. .com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. City of Atascadero is proud to announce another season of summer youth volleyball. And let's see here. This is 3rd through 8th grades, boys and girls. All practices and games will take place Tuesday and or Thursday evening at the Colony Park Community Gym. Center there for the duration of the season. And when is the deadline to get this stuff done? Practice will begin on June 16th. Times are subject to change. Volunteer coaches and sponsors are needed for this league. When is the deadline? I'm looking for the deadline, Okay, the deadline is June 1st, so you have time, but get it in. It's always nice to make sure that you're ready to go. All right, let's see here. From time to time, I'd like to remind you, if your group or nonprofit organization has an event or an ongoing type of thing that goes on monthly or whatever, just let us know. All you have to do is get it in ASAP. And first come, first serve. We only need, you know, just a couple of lines on the date and the time and the contact and so forth. P.O. Box 7, reception at kprl.com, 32nd and Oak. Or if you want to spend $100 on a stamp, you can put it in at P.O. Box. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Okay, local celebrities on this Thursday include Travis Davis, Bill Sonnet, Mary Sherwin, Doug Purdon Jr., Sarah McCullough Tisdale, Wes Wilhoit's having a birthday, Andy Weirich, Len Zwick, Aaron Roots, Melanie Angelus, and Linda Diane Allen. All one person. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see, who is there? The creator of Gasoline Alley, Frank King, 1883-1969. Curly Lambeau, Hall of Fame, football, and, you know, Packers. 1898-1965, the singer and actor Paul Robeson, 1898-1976. This guy was a good actor. Good buddies in playing cards and drinking with John Wayne. Ward Bond, 1903-1960. Onward we go with. Who else? Hugh Hefner, 1926-2017. Scored over 10,000 points in the NBA. Hoopster. Paul Arizin, 1928-2006. Oh, man. Honey, don't and arrest. Blue suede shoes. Carl Perkins, 1932-1998. Avery Schreiber, that comedy team. They were funny. Burns and Schreiber. 1935-2002, the actress Michael Leonard, 1939. Oh, country singer, one of the great, what's the word I'm looking for here? She was a yodeler. Margot Smith, 1942, I believe she passed away a couple of years ago. Playing for the Green Bay Packers, Alden Roche, 1945. The big hitter for the Padres, Nate Colbert, 1946. Dennis Quaid, 1954. Seve Ballesteros, golfer, 1957-2011. And Lisa Guerrero, the investigative journalist, 1964. This guy was an awesome tight end. Keith Jackson, 1965. Looking here. The TV Food Network, 1975. Sonny Anderson. And who else do we have on here? The actress Kristen Stewart, 1990, and that is it. All right. Let's see. Where are we? There's No Place Like Home, American songwriter, Home Sweet Home, John Howard Payne. He died in 1852. Okay. Oh, dear. The husband of Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, died in 2021. Charles Van Dorn, the famous TV show contestant, the quiz show Scandals of the late 50s. He died in 2019. Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect, died in 1959. And Francis Bacon, the philosopher and statesman, he was, some believe he was a true author of Shakespeare's writings. He died in 1626, so there you have it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list. He was from, Little Rock, Arkansas. He ended up at the University of Oklahoma, and he admitted the reason why he ended up at the University of Oklahoma, along with Brian Bosworth and Jamal Holloway, was they were, well, they got payments. And he says that was the main reason why Keith Jackson chose Oklahoma over his home state, Arkansas Razorbacks. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2001, and here's something that's pretty amazing about this guy. He was later voted the offensive player of the century at the University of Oklahoma. Now, think about that. Anyway, he was a first-round pick by the Green Bay Packers in 1988. And he was Rookie of the Year. He was a five-time Pro Bowler. Oh, by the way, when he was at Oklahoma, national champion and two-time unanimous All-American. And he was, by the time he retired, he had the third most yards, receiving touchdowns for a tight end. But his career ended pretty young. Keith Jackson goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. PG&D customers could see a credit to their energy bills this April. PG&D says millions of residential and eligible small business customers will see a California climate credit automatically applied to their bills. Residential households with an active natural gas account will receive a cash credit of $46.26. Amtrak announced the launch of a new daily Pacific Surfline round trip between Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo, expanding travel and commuter options for riders along California's Central Coast. The service expansion will begin May 4th.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Megastorage, marsmegastorage.com.
Again, you have to think of the rules of the NFL and the times when he played in the late 90s going forward. He had over 440 receptions, 5,200 yards, and those 49 touchdowns. He had a good career. Keith Jackson. All right, one more to go this hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.